The first item this afternoon is entitled Exploring Pharmaceuticals in Partnership with the Blind. And we have a person who represents Vanda Pharmaceuticals, which is one of the principal sponsors of this convention. It's a champion of our convention and has given us a $50,000 contribution to make sure this convention goes well. To make this presentation, we have the Vice President and the Chief Commercial Officer of Vanda Pharmaceuticals. This person has responsibility for the market development and launch presentation of telemesetione. He'll tell you. Which is for the treatment of non-24-hour disorder. It's a serious circadian rhythm disorder. It affects many blind people. And they, in this company, have been working closely with us to address the question. The Vice President of Vanda has also had many other tasks. He has served in other companies, and I could cover them, but it's more interesting to hear about what Vanda is doing now in partnership with us. Here is Bob Rapella.
Well, thank you, Dr. Maurer, and all members of the Federation. It's really a pleasure and a privilege to be here, and we appreciate the opportunity to have time at this session. I also want to take a moment to thank Anil Lewis and Mark Risibono. They have been so helpful to Vanda in terms of establishing this partnership, and we look forward to continuing this relationship for many, many years to come. Some of you may know that Vanda is a small biotech company based in Washington, D.C. And for the last couple of years, we've really been focused on education around non-24-hour disorder. Now, non-24-hour disorder has been represented in the medical literature for many decades. But most physicians and healthcare professionals really don't know too much about non-24-hour disorder. In particular, the direct link between total blindness and a lack of light perception and non-24-hour disorder. And the reason this direct link exists is because all of us have a master body clock in our brain. And that master body clock controls our circadian rhythms in our body. When do we release different hormones, like melatonin to go to sleep, cortisol to wake up in the morning? And that master body clock is reset each and every day by the perception of light. Because the human body clock, for whatever evolutionary reason, it's not clear, runs longer than 24 hours. On average, it runs about 24 and a half hours. So each day, through light perception, we're able to reset our body clock and stay aligned with the 24-hour day-night cycle. Unfortunately, for those who have no light perception, that resetting of the body clock does not happen each and every day. So when you look in the medical literature, their body clock is described as free running. So if your body clock was 24 and a half hours, you know, it doesn't sound like much, right? It's a half hour, but it's progressive. So your body clock will shift forward a half hour each day. And like the hands in a clock, will come all the way around and start over from the point of alignment with the day-night cycle. Now, why is that really important? Because when your body clock is out of sync with the day-night cycle, the hormones like melatonin and cortisol will be released at the wrong time. So for example, if you were out of alignment right now with the 24-hour day-night cycle, and your melatonin was peaking because your body clock was saying it's nighttime, you would be exceptionally tired. It would be very difficult for you to stay awake during this session because everything in your body would be telling you to go to sleep. And then tonight, when you're trying to go to bed and get a good night's rest, your body would be releasing cortisol. And everything in your body would be saying, it's time to wake up and go. At the same time, you would like to get a good night's sleep. And that's the reason it's called a circadian rhythm disorder. It's not insomnia. It's not a sleep disorder per se, although it affects sleep. But it's all rooted in these circadian rhythms. And the only appropriate way to address non-24 is to have a product that resets that body clock and, in essence, takes the place of light each and every day as the catalyst that resets the body clock. So that's what we've been working on for a number of years at Vanda. The good news is the clinical trials have been completed. They were positive, and as a result, we were able to file a new drug application with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and that file is now under review by the FDA, and in the next 6 to 10 months, we will get our feedback from the FDA on the product and its approvability. But based on the data and all the help that we've received from the blindness community in terms of conducting these trials, we believe that we will get an approval in the next 12 months. And when we come to Orlando next year for the NFB meeting, Taz Amelteon, or Taz for short, it's just a lot easier to say Taz, we believe Taz will be approved by the FDA, and it will be another technology available to the community to evaluate and choose whether or not it's something that makes sense for you. So we appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and have a great meeting, and we look forward to seeing you again throughout the year and next year.
Don't go away.
Thank you very much, Bob. I have a question for you. Taz Amelteon, I got it. I have known many blind people who had what looked to me like sleep disorders. Some of them were totally blind from birth. Some of them became totally blind well after birth, but it seemed to me that they had this disorder anyway. I've noticed that your test is looking at people who are totally blind from birth and not looking at the others. Have you considered expanding your examination to other blind people?
Excellent question. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. So the clinical trial, you're correct. Most of the individuals that participated were blind from birth or at early age, so ROP or retinoblastoma. We did have some individuals that had ocular trauma or RP as well. So we did have a couple of individuals whose blindness came later in life. At the end of the day, probably the most important thing to keep in mind is, regardless of when you actually become blind, if you're totally blind with no light perception, non-24 is a high likelihood for you as an individual, probably around 70% chance of having non-24. And then in terms of the future, right now we're working with ICANN, and which is the organization, as you know, that works with children that have anophthalmia, and we're looking at the possibility of doing a study in pediatrics and adolescent children as well. So we plan to continue to expand our work into additional populations.
Thank you very much. The former president of the National Federation of Blind, Dr. Jernigan, had a period every single year, and it wasn't predictable necessarily. It may have been, if you looked at the pattern long enough, where he had enormous trouble sleeping. And although mine hasn't been as severe as his, sometimes I've had it. So I think it does affect a lot of blind people who are totally blind, and I look forward to working with you on some of the added application for this particular product.